And with the impending arrival of spring, a week late, comes discussion of mulch and getting out there
And
into the garden and
compost and
compost and everything
gardening,
else.
absolutely. Spring
So,
cleaning.
absolutely. So we are joined in the studio to get us started today by Muriel Willeman, who is with Orange County Solid Waste Management, which is sponsoring our first conversation of the day to talk about mulch madness and a whole lot
Woohoo!
more. Muriel, how are you?
I'm doing just great, thank you. I love that tag, mulch madness.
Mulch madness.
I wonder who came up with that one.
No, no. Oh, it was you, wasn't it? You're gonna feel bad this week because Carolina lost last week. So every time you get that, like, a
I
reminder of March
know,
Madness,
I
all the Carolina
know.
Duke fans are like, ah,
My timing
basketball.
maybe wasn't that great. I thought it was so clever, but
It is clever.
but the fact of the matter is that, it is springtime and a lot is going on. If people aren't glued to their TVs, they should be outside enjoying the upcoming spring weather. We are having a mulch special. We sell mulch at the Orange County landfill. It's at 1514 Eubanks Road, right, just north of here. And we usually sell it for $25 a cubic yard, or excuse me, $25 for 3 cubic yards, and now we're selling it for only $15 for a 3 cubic yard scoop, which is enough to fill the bed of a pickup truck.
Awesome.
So it goes ka-thunk. It weighs about a ton, and you have to cover with a tarp. You don't want that blowing off your truck down the road as you're driving back to your landscapes and gardens and things like that to cover it. We get mostly branches and tree trunks and things like that. It's mostly hardwood and pine, not a lot of grass and leaf trimmings. This is not like what the town's vacuum on the
Right,
side of the curb.
right.
This is really more from landscapers and from,
Okay.
So it's really chunky wood mulch. It's very high quality.
It's like
We
the really
screen
good
it.
stuff, then.
Yeah, well, I think so. I use it. It's good pieces of wood, and it's been screened and it's been cured, and it smells wonderful, just that beautiful, rich carbon aroma, and it's great for your soils. So, the spring weather is coming, and I mean, not coincidentally, we are selling it for $15 for 3 cubic yards, but this is really the time that you want to apply it. We've got the hard spring rains that come, and it'll cause a lot of erosion. It'll, take away your topsoil. You put some mulch down, it absorbs the spring rain, and then you're also going to be keeping your soils protected from the hot sun.
Yes.
Endless days of summer that are coming, and so you can do two things for your plantings as the seasons change. Just by one application of mulch, we have tons of it. All the winter snow that we've had, that heavy snow,
Took
trees
down
came
trees,
down
yeah.
and branches came down, and people brought it to us, and so now we have just piles and piles and piles of this stuff. If you know of a large business that wants to get rid of it, we will deliver large loads. We have to have space to get a gigantic, roll-off trailer down into the space, so we're specifying large businesses and large loads
Okay.
for mulch delivery.
But if you're a home or if you're a small business, come and pick it up.
Come
It's
and pick
for
it up.
everyone. Large businesses, you can deliver.
I know some people have even gone ahead and rented a pickup truck because they come and
Yes,
get a few
yeah.
loads, and it's worth it because the price is right. I mean, honestly, it's the best deal in town.
Yeah.
$15 for 3 cubic yards. And if you are really interested in not just protecting your soil but also keeping weeds down without chemicals, that's what you want to use. You want to put mulch down. It keeps seeds from germinating, and so you're going to do less weeding. But my other thing that I love to do when I talk about chemical-free living is composting.
Ooh.
And so
let's pause and appreciate the segue there from mulching to composting. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, chemical-free living, enjoying the spring, the wonderful seasonal change. Absolutely, I'm all about the segue, Aaron.
Very
Thank
cool.
you. So yeah, I do teach composting every spring and fall. I teach at least 2 classes, and my spring composting class season is coming up. The first one is going to be on April 21st, and it's going to be just around the corner from here at the community garden on Estes Drive. The community center has a learning garden. It's just behind the Rose Garden, if people are familiar with that area. And we have a composting demonstration site, and I use it to teach not just backyard composting using different containers and different recipes, but I also feature indoor composting using worms. So anyone can compost anyone, I swear. You look a little skeptical, but it's true.
I'm not. I've had this conversation. Okay. We've talked about like doing it in an apartment where you don't have a yard, doing it outside where you do have a yard, like any living condition that you're in.
Any place you can compost. Yeah. I've been composting indoors since I was in college, and I have a worm bin in my office that I keep functioning for the banana peels and the apple cores and the coffee grounds that come out of my office place. And also I have a worm bin at home for the fresh clippings off of my cutting board. They get the best of the best.
Yes.
My compost outside, it gets the stuff that's maybe a little more chunky, funky, you know, maybe it's been in the veggie drawer a little too long. You know, I just want to get it out there to make beautiful, rich, brown, crumbly compost that I can feed my flowers and my vegetables this coming garden season. So I teach the class on the 21st, I mentioned here at Estes.
That's a Saturday, right?
That's a Saturday. Yep. The very following Saturday, on the 28th, I'm going to be teaching the same class at the Solid Waste Management Department composting demonstration site on Eubanks Road. It's just across from the landfill, and both of these classes are from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. They are absolutely free. There is no registration necessary. Please just show up. If you have some children and you want to bring them along, that's okay, so long as you stay too. And I'm happy. It's a very kid-friendly experience. It's very hands-on, and I haven't really had any complaints ever.
That's good. How many people would you say have gone through these classes? Because you've been doing them for a while.
I've been doing them for about 15 years Orange County. And, you know, I do 4 officially, but I also, if a Girl Scout group or a garden club or, you know, a housing community wants to have a composting class, really a civic group or a faith-based group wants to have a composting class, I will come and teach it also. So I probably teach between 10 and 15 classes a year, not to mention the indoor worm bin exploration that I do in the schools also. That probably adds on another 15 or 20 classes. So I'm teaching composting a lot and getting people really engaged in the soil and making beautiful, healthy soil out of their own kitchen scraps. And of course, we want to divert waste from the landfill as well. Almost 50% of what we throw away is food waste. Mm-hmm. And when it goes into a landfill, it's going to create methane and leachate, 2 things that we have to manage and control. And, you know, the organics really sort of, they create the engine for creating both of these management issues. And so
And you can take it and turn it into something good as well.
Honestly, it's good for the soil, it's good for the air, it's good for the water, it's good for everything. So I dare say probably, I don't know, maybe I touch 200 people a year.
That's awesome.
With composting classes, and you know, multiply that by 10, it's been quite a few.
And it's really catching on too. I mean, I know like it used to be, and not that long ago, if you were composting, you were ahead of the game in terms of keeping up with the Joneses and being sort of environmentally friendly. Nowadays, more and more and more people are doing it. Businesses are doing it. You go into restaurants and food places like on Franklin Street, and you'll order your food and they'll have a composting bin where you drop your food and your food waste. I hear people talking about their compost bins much, much more now than I did before.
Really?
So it really is catching on.
That is extraordinary. Yeah. That is very good news.
And I'm hearing all this around Chapel Hill, so
yes.
I assume this is all thanks to you, Muriel Willeman of the Orange County Solid Waste Management.
Well, you know, we do have the university community. They have a great food waste program. We do have a robust commercial collection as well. But yeah, I think the time is right. People know that they need to do something regarding food waste. And it's not just composting, really. People are looking at how much, you know, grocery stores are, you know, food is being wasted, how people are hungry in our communities, and we're still throwing away all this food, and they really, really, really want to close
that
gap. Make
that connection between people.
They are absolutely making those connections, and we are all connected, and so it's really part of a sustainable community on both ends of that dial, for sure.
So we're speaking with Muriel Willeman, again, Orange County Solid Waste Management, talking about mulch. You can go there and pick some up, $15 for 3 cubic yards. You got the compost classes coming up, and if people have food waste, they want to get rid of it, they don't necessarily want a compost bin, there are opportunities for them too.
Oh yeah, we do. We were the first county in North Carolina to have a food waste drop-off at one of our waste and recycling centers, and that was at the Walnut Grove Waste and Recycling Center north of Hillsboro. And we also have a composting drop-off at the Farmer's Market, the first Farmer's Market in the state of North Carolina.
The Carrboro Farmer's Market in this case.
Did I say Carrboro?
Not yet.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, the Carrboro Farmer's Market.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
There are so many in Orange County. I do. I apologize to the listeners. I do mean the Carrboro Farmer's Market. Yeah. Every Saturday we have a...
Everyone's going to be driving around with like food waste. Like, are you the Farmer's Market?
Are you the one?
Well, get to the point where they all take them.
Maybe.
Hopefully,
I hope so.
Yeah.
It is completely volunteer driven. So it does take quite a bit of time and energy to get a cohort of solid volunteers that will come every Saturday. So just a call out for volunteers, if anyone's interested in helping to support the compost collection effort at the Carrboro Farmers Market, please give me a call or shoot me an email and I'll hook you up for a Saturday. It's a good way if you're a high school student and you want to get community service hours and you're interested in environmental work, this is a way to plug those two things together and also help out your community. So every Saturday at the Carrboro Farmers Market, we have the drop-off. The Waste and Recycling Center in Walnut Grove Church Road, of course, that is available whenever the center is open. And when the Eubanks Road Waste and Recycling Center, the long-awaited opening of that center happens, then we will also have food waste drop-off there, very close to here on Eubanks Road. And here's a sneak peek. I don't think that this has been publicly announced yet.
Ooh.
But we are having our grand opening for the Eubanks Road Waste and Recycling Center on April 17th. It's going to be at 9 a.m. There's going to be a ribbon cutting, the elected officials, the whole, you know, la 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 is going to happen on the 17th. And so bring your food waste, bring your plastic bags to recycle them. We're also going to have cooking oil recycling along with the conventional, you know, single stream recycling, and you can bring your trash there. You can bring your bulky items. You can bring your yard waste. We'll make it into mulch. Full suite of disposal services, pretty much anything that you want to be able to discard or recycle in Orange County, all of those services are going to be available within that one fenced area. We're going to have the household hazardous waste collection move across the street from the south side. It'll be now enclosed inside the center. We're going to have, the salvage shed will reopen, a very popular swap shop area for citizens to leave used but useful items or other people can pick them up and keep them out of the waste stream. Going to be a great service. The opening is on April 17th, and we encourage people to come and check it out when it's finally open and fully operational.
That'll be a recyclable ribbon that gets cut, too, right?
Of course. We will just reuse it for the next one.
It's just going to be an increasingly smaller ribbon every single time because you cut it in half.
Maybe like, we'll compost it. I don't know. We'll make it out
Zeno's
of,
Zeno's paradox. We can keep doing ribbon cuttings forever. It's fun.
Oh,
speaking
I like
with
it.
Muriel Williman, we got to let you go, but before we do, Spring Shred-a-thon's coming up. Quick
oh
mention of that.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yes. Really quick. Spring Shred-a-thons, our most popular event of the year, coming up April 26th here at University Place. That's a Thursday. And then the following Saturday at Hampton Point Recycling Center in Hillsboro. Both events are from 10 to 2. Absolutely free. Orange County residents and businesses only. 4 bag or box limit.
There you go.
There you go.
Cool. Muriel Williman, Orange County Solid Waste Management. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy April. It's going to be busy.
It's going to be great.